Comparing college campus COVID-19 numbers can be tricky because of a variety of approaches to testing and reporting data. A lot of Midwestern college campuses bear watching, though. Brian Chen is a public health professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield, who does that. Speaking with WGLT's Dana Vollmer, Chen defines what he considers a successful COVID-19 mitigation strategy.
I think the ultimate goal for a successful mitigation of COVID-19 is that all infected people or students can be properly treated, isolated, and quarantined until they have two consecutive PCR tests within 24 hours with the negative results, which means that we have a concrete evidence that there will be no harm to the community. It's sort of a dynamic to reach that ultimate goal. With that being said, I'd like to mention the few key points from my personal opinion that what would be a successful mitigation to reach that ultimate goal that I have mentioned. So one would be data-driven early detection of the infection situation on campus. The second would be some proper penalty. It is related with money, or some students, they may be suspended for their contract in Greek House. The third I would put is that good timing to decide either to take a pause or to go fully remote for the rest of the entire fall 2020 semester.
When we talk about a successful campus reopening, is the most successful university necessarily the one with the lowest number of confirmed cases?
I don't think it's just like a gymnastics in Olympics, that the fewer cases could consider the number one. I mean, if we only look at the numbers, I don't think it's fair to for those universities with a larger population and with a more crowded situation. We probably can separate to compare the campuses with the similar level of the threats that would make more sense to me. Generally speaking, it will be challenging to generate a universal sort of scoring like a leaderboard of how successful the campuses are.
Are the universities that were leading in confirmed COVID-19 cases early in the semester likely to continue to be the troubled campuses?
Let me say this. The stage right now is probably just the beginning of the game. Some of the schools take less rigorous effort, and then who knows, eventually they end up with how many cases, and we don't know at this point. So some of the schools, they already had 10% of infected students or the people, but they still stay the same sort of policy for those in-person classes. So it would take like more 10 weeks or 12 weeks or the end of this fall semester, then we will probably have a better idea that, okay, this strategy worked and that strategy didn't work.
So if we just have to kind of wait and see, how should universities be approaching COVID-19 in the meantime?
If we don't know the enough about the virus, why not just go for stricter sort of policies? But I understand that it would be really challenging for some large universities, because it's just so many money, resources involving in that. And it's really challenging to sort of come up with a concrete prediction model that which way is the best way to use the money or to use the prevention strategy to have the best results.
That's the University of Illinois at Springfield public health professor Brian Chen talking to WGLT's Dana Vollmer. Chen says he's concerned universities like Illinois State that haven't defined criteria for when to scale back operations are playing a dangerous waiting game. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal, made possible with listener contributions at WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Our website is also where you can find Sound Ideas interviews and stories. This is WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media.